Okay, so what is the supernatural tool that we can use to heal the wounds in our soul?
The glory light of Jesus.
Okay, we know the word of God can heal your soul because 1 James 21 says that if you receive the word and plant it and root it in you, it has the power to save your souls. So if you continue to meditate and receive the word of God and apply it to your soul, it will begin to heal your soul. Okay, you know, a lot of people also go to Christian counseling, but to me, in this, I have nothing against Christian counselors. There's many really good ones, but I don't see it happening like accelerated. It takes a long time for me to see somebody have an amazing transference or a shift in their soul when they go to Christian counseling. It's like, we don't have time anymore. We need to be well now. Amen. There's thousands. Yeah, amen. Yeah. There's thousands of people coming into the kingdom of heaven every day. Over in Africa, there's millions. What happens? Their spirit is instantly made perfect and their soul's a mess. We got a bunch of people running around and we're born again in Christ, but we're a mess. And you know what? We're a prison ministry. I go into a prison. I got 3 hours before they say, lockdown, you got to get out. I got 3 hours to get everybody saved, healed, and delivered. I need accelerated tools. Accelerated tools. Tools of mass deliverance. Tools of mass healing. I can't counsel everybody over and over again anymore. I don't have time. We're an international ministry. I don't go in the same prison over and over again. I go everywhere and across America and in other countries. We have to have accelerated healing of the soul. As we began to pray into that, I just believed, I knew that because we needed it, God was going to show us that there was a supernatural tool in heaven available to us to heal the soul. And as we prayed into it, one of our team members got a vision. She saw me standing up in front of a conference about to release healing to people's souls, and Jesus showed up. And he began, laser beams began to shoot out of his eyes right into people's souls and get them healed. And when I heard that vision, it like jumped in my spirit. I just knew it was the truth. I was like, whoa, this is it, God. But I wanted to see it in scripture to totally believe it. That's important, right?
Okay, there is proof in the Word of God over and over again that the glory light of Jesus can heal your soul.
First in Malachi 4:2, it says this, and the Son of Righteousness, meaning Jesus, arises with healing in his wings and his beams. That's what the Amplified says, beams. That word beams there actually means beams or rays of light. Okay, according to that scripture, Jesus uses light to heal. Okay, but can light heal your soul? We know light can heal the body. All the medical doctors and everybody else are using it in the natural. But can it heal your mind, your will, and your emotions? Well, I began to do a word search on that scripture. And it said that the word healing there is a Hebrew word marpe, which means health, healing, and a cure. You know what else it means? It means to be, quote, sound of mind. You hear that? Jesus Christ arises with healing that will cause you to be sound of mind, and he does it with his beams of light. Okay, that Hebrew word marpe comes from another Hebrew root word rapha, which means, among other things, to be, quote, healed of your personal distresses. Gee, that sounds like a description of a soul wound. Healed of your personal distresses. So according to that scripture in Malachi 4:2, Jesus's beams of light cause you to be sound of mind and cause you to be healed of your personal distresses.
Now, why do I keep on calling it the glory light? Well, the scripture there in Malachi 4:2 says the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light. What's the wings part? Well, the wings there is the Hebrew word kanaf, which stands for the corner of the prayer shawl. Now, in Hebrew tradition, the prayer shawl is also called the huppah. It's what the Jewish people get married under when they have a wedding ceremony. And it symbolizes the pillar of glory cloud that the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, were married to underneath at the foot of Mount Orb when they got married to God at the foot of the mountain. Thus, the wings stands for the glory. So Malachi 4:2, Jesus arises with healing for your soul in his wings or his glory and his beams of light. Thus, the glory light. The scripture says that we are transformed into God's image from glory encounter to glory encounter. Why is that? Because you see, in the glory is light. The glory cloud is composed of light. Remember when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration? And it says that the cloud of glory came down and overshadowed him? Well, in the Amplified Bible, it says this about the glory cloud, that it was, quote, composed of light. So you see, when the glory comes, one of the major components of that glory is the healing light of Jesus. And that light can heal your soul.
But not just any light, the light of Jesus. Because why? Because Jesus is the light. In John 8, 12, it says this. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd and he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in darkness, but will have the light, which is life. The word life there in the Greek is the word zoe. You know what zoe refers to? It refers to the soul. See, the light comes for the soul. And that word zoe also means both the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belong to God. You see, Jesus Christ is the light, and his light comes to bring life to your soul, the fullness of life that God has for you to your soul. Jesus came so that we wouldn't have to live in the darkness of the woundedness of our soul, but in his light. Let me prove that to you. It says in John 12, 46, Jesus says, I have come as a light into the world so that whoever believes in me, whoever cleaves in and trusts in and relies on me, may not continue to live in darkness. What darkness is Jesus talking about? Well, we're surrounded by darkness, right? But you know what else he's talking about? The darkness in your soul that's created by the wounds in your soul, and the dark kingdom is attached to those wounds because it was created by sin. Jesus came as light so his light could heal us so that we would not have to live in the darkness of our soul. Let me prove it to you some more. Listen to proof in Luke 11 from the Amplified version of the Bible. It says this, Jesus is speaking. I'm going fast because I'm running out of time. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light. But when it's not sound and not fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of darkness. Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness. If then your entire body is illuminated, having no dark part, it will be wholly bright with light, as with a lamp with its bright rays gives you light. You know what the scripture is talking about? It's talking about your soul. See, it says there, your eye is the lamp of your body. What's the eye again? It says here in the Amplified that your eye is your conscience, which the dictionary says is thoughts, sensations, awareness, mental faculties. Those are the things in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. The eye there in the scripture represents your soul. The eye, you've heard the statement, the eye is the window to the soul. And it's talking about what happens if your whole body is full of darkness, then it says that your eye or your soul will not be, quote, sound and fulfilling its office. Meaning if your whole body is, if you're full of the woundedness that has happened to you, and those wounds were created by sin, you're going to be filled with darkness, and then your mind, your will, and your emotions, your eye or your soul will not be sound and fulfilling its office. But then it goes on to say, but if your whole body's full of light, then your eye or your soul will be sound and fulfilling its office. God created every part of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions to have an office, to have specific duties, to do specific jobs, and to do them healthy, right? But if they're full of darkness, they're not going to make the right decisions or do the right things. But if your whole body's filled with light, then your mind will be sound and fulfilling its office. You will make the right decisions. You will think the right thoughts. If your whole body's filled with light, then, quote, your emotions will be sound and fulfilling their office. You will have healthy emotions, not emotions that are based out of the demonic or out of wounds. You'll be feeling passion, not lust. You'll be feeling the right emotions that God created you to do. If your whole body's filled with light, then your will be, quote, sound and fulfilling its office. You're not going to blow it by making wrong decisions, because your will be sound and fulfilling its office when your whole body's filled with light. Light is a supernatural tool. How much time do I got? 5 minutes. Oh, no. Wounds in your soul cause you not to be sound, but when you're filled with the light, they can heal those wounds. And then all your parts of your soul will be sound and fulfilling its office. Listen to what David said in Psalm 38. He says, there's no soundness in my flesh. I'm skimming because I don't have any time. Neither is there any health or rest in my bones because of my sin. See, that sin had created wounds in his soul. And now he wasn't sound because of it. Verse 5. My wounds are loathsome and corrupt because of my foolishness. I'm bent down greatly. I go about mourning all day. My loins are filled with burning, and there's no soundness in my flesh. David had just sinned with Bathsheba. Nathan had come to correct him. And he was saying, whoa, he was feeling that unsound feeling where your mind isn't sound, your will and your emotions aren't sound because of the wounds that were in his soul created by sin. And you know why David wasn't getting any relief in this psalm? Because there was no light going to his eye or his soul, man. How do I know that? Because he says it himself in verse 10. He says, my heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, windows to my soul, it is also gone from me. Wow. How much time do I got?
About 2 minutes.
I had that same thing happen to me. I had a big old schedule. I had a bunch of people I was ministering to. I had a bunch of things going on, and there was a bunch of people kicking at me and doing a bunch of stuff that was happening, and I handled it for about a month and a half, and then afterwards, and then I got to the point where I finally lost it and I sinned. I began to complain about my situation, about the people, about my schedule, about everything else. Ah, I can't believe that this is happening. Doesn't anybody appreciate me? And I'm working so hard, and blah, 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 blah. Vomit, vomit. How many of you know complaining is like one of the biggest wounds you can give, put on your soul? Okay. Well, my sin formed wounds on my soul. I woke up one morning, I felt horrible. I was like, ugh, that feeling, you know? What is that, God? What's going on? He goes, it's your eye. What was he doing? He was talking to me in biblical language. He was saying, your eye or your soul, man, has a wound on it because you've been sinning and grumbling. So I was like, whoa. And I began to put the blood on my sin. Then I began to apply the glory light of Jesus to my soul. And I actually had an encounter. I was focusing on the light. And in the natural, with my open eyes, I saw a beam of light go boom right into my left eye. The light was going right to my soul, the window to my soul. I went into a trance. An hour later, I wake up and bam, I felt the shift, babies. I felt like a new woman. I felt completely different. I said, what's going on, Lord? He said, now you're sound. Again, he was speaking to me in biblical language. When your whole body's filled with light, you will be sound in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Okay, how much time do I got? Zero. John, do I have 2 more minutes? Okay, great. As we go into the end of this first session, we're going to impart to you something very powerful. Years ago, when we first got the healing anointing that we carry now, before I even knew anything about all this stuff, the Lord sent me to Bethel Church. I just got out of prison, never heard of Bethel, didn't know who Bill Johnson was. I know I'm the last person on the planet, but I was in prison, okay? So God began to say to me to go to this church, Bethel Church, in Redding, California, which was a big deal for me. I just got out of prison. I'm an ex-con. I'm going to get on 3 different planes to go to a church I never heard of before. That was a big deal. And when I got there, I go, no wonder. This is the most, like, one of the most famous places in the world for healing. No wonder God sent me here. I get it. So I went to Bethel Church, and I received an anointing. As I was at the altar one night, the liquid power of God filled me. And after I went back, the years after that, God began to release to me understanding about how the anointing of Bethel, one of the main characteristics of the anointing that Bethel carries is it's the anointing of light. And I could go on and on and teach on that for an hour, but I'm just going to tell you just a small little part of it. As we were starting to get this revelation about how light heals the soul, I was meditating and loosing light one day, and the Lord showed me a vision of this big mountain with beautiful snow capped. And as I looked at this vision, I got the overwhelming feeling of the presence of Bethel Church. And when I came out of it, I said, Lord, what was that? He says, it's Mount Shasta. And then I remembered, when you're standing at on the campus of Bethel, if you've ever been there, you can see Mount Shasta. So I began to look up Mount Shasta because the Lord spoke to me again. He said, Mount Shasta will prevail over the soul. I was like, okay. So I began to look up Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is called the White Mountain. The word white in the dictionary, one of the meanings is the total or partial reflection of light. You know what else it's called? The Lighthouse of the Pacific. Yes. Mount Shasta will prevail over the soul, is what the Lord said. He said the anointing of light is going to prevail over the woundedness in the soul. Now, Bill Johnson came into town, I don't know what it was, 5-6 months ago, and he began to release a multiplication over us. He said, I decree that everything in you that you already have will be multiplied. And when he spoke that, the glory hit my back, and I knew that the light anointing we were already carrying was being multiplied and accelerated. So as we go into the second session, as we close this first session, that's the first thing I want to do. I want to release to you that Mount Shasta, Lighthouse of the Pacific, White Mountain, light anointing that Jesus gives us so that you can begin to have an impartation inside you for the light to explode on your soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I release this impartation of the light anointing. It comes from Jesus. We received it through Bethel. We decree that even the multiplied increase of it is coming, even as I speak it over media, in the name of Jesus, that you would receive that light anointing. Receive it now by faith. 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 And move into it in the name of Jesus. Now, can I have the worship team up here? How are we doing so far?